Hey, good morning. I thought I'd do another one of these walking podcasts. I listened to the Mark Maron WTF podcast, and he spends probably like 15 minutes talking about his world before he talks with his guest. And sometimes I find that interesting. Sometimes I find it a little ranty, but I got a couple of emails that people liked the last one I did, where I was just walking to through the park and the sounds of the park. And I am going to go donate blood this morning. So I thought I'd just take you along as I get to the blood donation center. And yeah, I want you to consider donating blood if you want, or if you can. Wave to the empanada lady. She must be there at 6 a.m. every morning on the corner. And then I see her in the afternoons. She walks up my block with a shopping cart with more masa. I love empanadas. They're just a little too much for me, carbohydrate-wise. Hold on. Some beer trucks. This Fifth Avenue here, well, in Brooklyn, Fifth Avenue is a, in my part of Brooklyn, is a merchant, a lot of retail, small businesses. There is, believe it or not, a Taco Bell, which is just the ultimate irony, considering that I'd say 60% of my neighbors are from Latin countries. So, but yeah, who knows? I don't know. I mean, people drive from all over the tri-state area to this neighborhood to either go shopping or for the food. There's Ecuadorian, Guatemalan, Mexican, is there Brazilian, I think? There's a ton of different. Some of them are big on like rotisserie chicken. Some of them are more pork-based. But anyway, the Avenue is, and then about the other end of the chain is, there's like a Verizon cell phone stores and stuff like that, but mainly family-run restaurants and what we call bodegas or delis. And then some vape shops, which I wish they weren't, but I don't know how you can allow that kind of deadly stuff to be allowed, but who knows? Anyway, I'm walking to the subway. I'm going to a new place for blood. I'm going to the New York Blood Center. I used to go up to Memorial Sloan Kettering in Manhattan, which I like. It is the nicest blood donation center I've ever been to. It's in a hospital, so if anything ever goes wrong, they just haul you up to the hospital, you know. But it's a pretty long subway ride, and it's on the Upper East Side where they tunneled the new subway tunnel, the Second Avenue line. So it's, the subway's deep in the ground, and the escalators to get out of there are really steep. I've posted them on Instagram before. Maybe I could, it's so, I don't know how to do that. If you're on Patreon, I can post a photo pretty simply. I guess I'll have to remember just to post one on, what's that called? Instagram. Just haven't been a fan of social media. I don't know if you noticed, I've just really dialed back my presence on Facebook and Instagram. I post stuff to the Patreon patrons quite a bit. It just, it has a nice app, and now there's video. I can post up to 2-minute videos. And, but anyway, about to get on the subway here. I think there's a pause function on the recording here, I hope. This is the 45th Street station. I'm gonna go to Atlantic Avenue, Pacific Street, which is the Barclay Center is, the Barclay Arena concert place. And then I'm gonna change for the 2 and the 3 train and go one stop to Nevins. I don't know if you know where Junior's restaurant is in Brooklyn and downtown Manhattan, but the blood place is right there. Can I pause this? I can pause this. Yeah. train's coming in 4 minutes. There's a countdown clock now, digital countdown clocks in the subway, which I love. Because I'm in a local stop, and it will give me an idea of whether it takes 11 minutes to walk to the express stop. And if the train is going to take more than 11 minutes to get here, then I'll walk to the express stop. So, you know, and that also gives you an idea of, you know, anticipation. So we'll wait here. There's a lot of people plugged into their headphones, which can be a little annoying because I don't know how you can wear headphones because you don't really have a feel for where you are, I think, spatially. And I don't know, just a little thing here. Here's a subway preacher. There's usually some people selling fruit here. They cut it up into cups, like mango and watermelon. And you can have pepper or lemon or lime on there, or chili powder. It's good. They also sell churros, which are just, I love them, and they're really bad for you. I think it's a yeasted dough. A yeasted batter, like a donut batter, pancake batter that is deep fried. They're kind of like long, looks like they're pushed out of a pastry bag, you know, a fluted pastry bag tip. So we're gonna grab the 2 and the 3 line, one stop to Nevins. It always sounds like there's a train arriving, so you run up the stairs. Some good exercise here. This is a huge station, Atlantic Avenue, Pacific Street. The east side lines, the west side lines. Oh, here's the train.
Transfer is available to the 4 and 5 trains.
Atlantic Avenue Pacific is a huge station. The Long Island Railroad is there. 2, 3, 4, and 5 trains, B and D and Q, plus the Long Island Railroad. So that's pretty amazing. We're in downtown Brooklyn now at Fulton and Flatbush, if you know where that is. There's giant skyscrapers here. When I first moved here out of college back to New York, this was just a different world. And now all around me are these giant apartment towers. I'll take a picture of one here for you. So I'm going to the New York Blood Center. It's right across the street here. And I don't know if you would consider giving blood. It's not, I do not like needles, and I do it. Maybe you have a rare blood type. Maybe you could save lives. It's the easiest way to save a life. Check with the Red Cross or with your local hospital. And drink lots of water starting 3 days before. That's a key thing for me. And then I bring some Gatorade to drink afterward. I got across the street here. All right. I don't think they'll want me to record inside, but just consider that. They've actually, the Federal Drug Administration has widened the eligible criteria for donating blood. I mean, they have a lot of rules because they just got to be careful about it, you know? Okay. See ya.